Welcome to Prep Time Power. Just 5 quick minutes to make your school day just a little bit better. Most of these episodes are on a whim, and we'll see what we have and what we're thinking about in our schools today. So today, I was thinking about conferences and how it is a crazy, very intense time of the year because we're often with our kids all day. So for example, I had kids all day on Wednesday, and then we had 4 hours of conferences after that. And then on Thursday, we had a late start, but I was doing something else in the morning, so it was still a super full day. And we didn't start until noon with conferences. We didn't have kids. And then that went until 8 o'clock. And then on Friday, today, we did a conference from 8 to 12. And me, because I don't actually meet with parents, I was in the Tiger's Den, which is like the front of our school, and handing out popcorn and chatting with families as they came in. I helped work at the book fair, and I also did a major project with my para in the library. We genrefied and moved around the entire nonfiction and fiction sections. So I have been on my feet and doing nothing but working and sleeping since Wednesday. It's been crazy. And while we are at work, all I could hear in the lounge or in the library or in the front was calories don't count during conferences, because hopefully you are spoiled like I am and you have a PTO or some other organization or your principal. Somebody is kind of taking care of you during conferences. So we have our PTO that catered dinner for us on Wednesday night. They also supply us with lots of treats to last the entire conference week. We have bagels and coffee, and there was actually parent events as well. So they had muffins and donut holes and extra coffee and all of this crazy stuff for families. And then when families didn't eat it all because they got too much or they wanted to make sure they were prepared, it all went in the teacher's lounge. And because we are on a crazy schedule of not in our normal routine of maybe packing lunches or having the cooks feed us during the day, we are often relying on kind of this weird, we're just going to eat whatever we can find. We definitely take advantage of the adorable, fantastic, amazing, delicious dinner that the PTO provided for us on Wednesday. And then there's always leftovers. And it's always indulgent, right? It's never like totally healthy food, even though they always make sure to have salads and a lot of gluten-free stuff for some of our friends that are gluten-free. But for the most part, it's a lot of indulgent things. For example, we, no joke, had lobster mac and cheese on Wednesday night. It was crazy. So while I completely prescribe to the idea that calories don't count over conferences because it's a break in our routine, we often are searching for that extra energy. The treats are right there in front of us. We feel like it's a treat, like someone took this time and lavished us with these gifts of food, and we want to take advantage of that. And we don't normally indulge like that in our normal day life. So we took advantage of that for 3 days. But here's where I want you to make the parallel. This advice is also the same advice I give to people going on vacation or going to a party or a barbecue. It's exactly the same. That even when you're going to enjoy in that indulgent food and not feel guilty about it, I want you to think about two strategies ahead of time to keep you feeling your best. So the first is to make sure that even though you are enjoying the meals and the treats that are brought to you in the lounge, you are also working very hard to fill your body with nutrition. So start with the baby carrots, start with the salad, start with the broccoli and dip, drink a lot of water. If you do those things, not only will you be filling your body with the nutrition and the energy and the food that it actually needs to perform well for you during these busy times or on vacation so you have more energy to enjoy your vacation, but it also helps fill you up a little bit so maybe you won't eat quite so many treats. Maybe you can eat the carrots and the salad and your lobster mac and cheese or whatever your PTO brought for you. And then you have your brownie, but then you're not tempted to eat 8 of the brownies because you ate all those vegetables to begin with. And then the second one is, as soon as you can get back on your normal routine, do that. So for example, right now is Friday. It's Valentine's Day. We're getting pizza for dinner. Tomorrow is my daughter's birthday party, and we have pizza there and cake there, and then we have bowling tomorrow night. There's more treats. My husband and I are likely going to go out for dinner for his birthday on Sunday night. So for me, this like constant food, indulgent time just keeps continuing. But what my plan is now that like conferences is over and I'm moving back into my normal life with my family, I will be certain to fill my body with nutrition first. I also will minimize the treats that I have. For example, tomorrow we're probably going to get Domino's pizza. No shame, Domino's. No shame. For my daughter's party, and that's not my favorite. So I am not going to eat a lot of pizza tomorrow. I'm going to make sure that I have a couple healthy snacks in my bag. I might eat lunch before I go or wait till I get home, and I am going to take care of it that way. And then as soon as all of the events are over, you hop right back into your normal routine. If you're not having a busy weekend this weekend, then don't wait till Monday to get back on your routine. Start right now. What vegetables can you eat tonight? What can you find in your freezer that you can roast with some delicious seasoning or some chicken broth? What can you do to get right back on that nutrition, on that game right now? So while I completely subscribe to the fact that calories don't count over conferences, calories don't count on vacation, calories don't count on the 4th of July barbecue, they do count on the 5th and the 6th. So try your best to just hang out, shift your mind to think about filling your body with nutrition first, and then you can get right back on track, and one day isn't going to be a big deal. The trouble is when you put day after day after day in a row where you're indulging. So my advice to you today, get right back on, have your treat for Valentine's Day, and then tomorrow morning, have a really delightful omelet with extra veggies for breakfast. That's how we do it. Have a super, super, super great day and happy Valentine's Day. Show yourself with some love and the people around you.